Okay, stay with us. It is time for that segment. We came up with it. We mean, basically, it allows us to say, hey, we saw this story. We think it's really great. We wish we had done it first, but we didn't. And we call it Ripped from the Headlines. Today, we're talking about a Wall Street Journal piece called Caged in China. It's a provocative title, and it's a disturbing story about a man in rural China who stabbed an elderly neighbor to death in 2003. The police arrested him, but when they realized he was mentally ill, they ultimately released him. His family was at a loss. They didn't know what to do with him. They couldn't afford to get him the treatment he needed, so they did something that is not as uncommon as you may think. They put him in a cage. We've got the Wall Street Journal's Nick Zamiska on the phone in Hong Kong to share his reporting on this story. Hey, Nick.
How are you doing? Thank
Doing
you for
well.
having me.
Thanks for being with us. This was a man in his 30s with a history of mental illness. His parents put him in this cage, presumably to protect themselves and the community, right? Was that the impetus for this?
Well, Wang Guocheng, the man we profiled in this story who was mentally ill, first, showed signs of mental illness when he was around age 21. He was sent to Inner Mongolia province in northern China to become a soldier. And when he was sent away from the army because of his mental illness, he came back to his village in Shandong province. And he was just showing signs of erratic behavior, attacking neighbors, and as you said, killed one of his neighbors, stabbing them to death. And was arrested by the police. His father, Wang Yanshu, who's 77 years old, says that the police and local security officials suggested, or asked rather, that he be kept locked up because the police didn't know what to do with him. They didn't want to handle a mentally ill patient in the jails, and so he was definitely kept in a cage for 3 years.
Can you describe this cage? What were the dimensions?
I saw the cage. Wang Guocheng was not in it. He has since been taken to a hospital, but the cage was around 6 feet high, 7 feet long, and just over 3 feet wide, so probably the size of two or three refrigerators stacked on top of each other. You could barely stand up in it, barely turn around, and if Wang was a tall guy, he wouldn't be able to lie flat in it at all.
I mean, needless to say, if you weren't crazy already, being confined in such a space would only exacerbate any mental illness that you already had. And we should say that he actually broke free at one point and killed again, correct?
Well, the saddest part of the story is that in this March, he somehow broke one of the iron bars from the top of his cage off and snuck through the hole in the cage and used the iron bar to kill his mother. And after that happened, his father and the police say he actually voluntarily returned to the cage, which it's unclear why he did that. But the local Chinese press in Shandong, local newspaper in Qingdao, the provincial capital, reported on the incident, cast a spotlight on the town, on the practice, and the local government ended up footing the bill for his psychiatric treatment at a local hospital.
Nick, explain why people feel like they have to do this. This isn't necessarily a prevalent practice, but it does happen more than you might assume. Why do people feel like they have no choice? Is mental health something that the Chinese don't acknowledge exists? Mental health problems?
Caging patients with mental illness in China is by no means a widespread practice. It happens in extreme incidences, but these are definitely not unique or completely isolated events. The Ministry of Health itself acknowledged that there are families, while saying that it's not widespread, that do restrain and cage their children and grown adults with mental illness. The Ministry of Health is trying to address the problem by footing the bill for poor families who really have no other options. One of the starkest contrasts is that during the 1960s and 1970s, under Mao Zedong, China really had a bare bones but relatively comprehensive healthcare system.
I'm going to interrupt you just there, but we're going to get back to you. We need to take a little break. We're talking to the Wall Street Journal reporter Nick Zamiska about mental health in China. Stay with us. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're talking with Nick Zmyska. He's a reporter with the Wall Street Journal who reported on a story about mental illness in China, how some families feel they have no option but to literally cage their loved ones who suffer from mental illness. Nick, pick up where you left off. Explain a little bit about how mental illness is viewed in China.
Well, understanding is obviously poor in some of the rural areas. Schizophrenia can be a catch-all diagnosis for a range of psychiatric problems. But one of the biggest issues is that during the 1960s and 1970s, the government really, while it was bare bones, did provide a relatively broad safety net when it came to Social Security and health care. You know, if I worked at a factory, my children would go to this is under the height of the communist experiment. My children would go to school in a state-funded school. I would be treated at a state-funded hospital and receive state-funded pension. But now that security net has been all but dismantled for most folks, and the people we profiled in this story, of course, really are making dollars a day. One woman who told me she kept her son in a cage for 6 years said she made only $1.60 a day working in a small factory that recycled scraps of fabric to be resold as cleaning rags. So these folks have incredibly few options. The state is trying to repair its broken healthcare system, but it's a long and slow process.
Nick Zmyska reporting from Hong Kong, talking to us about mental health in China, a story he reported in the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much, Nick, for explaining the story to us.
Thank you for having me.
Take care.